Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this evening's bulletin, a man in his 30s died in a Donegal Garda station yesterday evening. Donegal County Council now has appointed three new MD Cahirley and Lass Cahirley. Police in Derry are growing increasingly concerned about the welfare of 25-year-old Ethan Dixon, and a Donegal deputy has called out government on undelivered promises for carers in Ireland. All of these stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will be with us with all the latest in sport at around quarter past five. A man in his 30s died in a Donegal Garda station yesterday evening. According to the Garda Press Office, the man who is in custody was discovered unresponsive in a cell and urgent assistance was requested. Despite resuscitative attempts by medical personnel and first responders who attended, he was later pronounced deceased. As per Garda policy, this matter has been referred to the Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission. Today saw the first three out of five MD Cahirley elected to Donegal County Council, so far all of which has been Sinn Féin. It is understood to be in a voting agreement. Glenties has elected Sinn Féin's councillor John Hamish O'Farrie as Cahirlach, with independent councillor Michael McClafferty as the last Cahirlach. Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie says his key areas are housing, roads and tourism.
Some of the issues that I will be dealing with on the Glenties elected area is housing, which is a huge problem in the municipal district here, and also the road infrastructure in the area, and also tourism projects coming into the area as well.
Meanwhile, Councillor Noel Jordan is the Donegal MD Cahirlach, with Fianna Fáil's poll topper Councillor Michael Naughton as deputy. Councillor Noel Jordan says he hopes to complete a number of projects in the area.
I hope to, in the coming year, hope to see a lot of the new projects come into fruition. It all takes time, but we feel as a municipal district, we have been very, very successful in the last two terms, and we believe that we can push on with a number of projects in the coming year.
Lifford Stranorler has appointed Councillor Gary Doherty as Cahirlach, with Fine Gael's Councillor Martin Hurley as Lass Cahirlach. Police are growing increasingly concerned about the welfare of 25-year-old Ethan Dixon, who went missing from his home in the Gallia area of Derry at around 11:45am today. He was last thought to be wearing a black Derry City football puffer jacket, grey bottoms and black trainers. He is currently shaved bald and has a beard. If you see or have any information about the whereabouts of Ethan, please contact police on 101. The state has released its emergency accommodation statistics this afternoon. Figures in the northwest show that the number of adults accessing emergency accommodation in May was 160, a decrease of 12 from the end of April. Of those, 60 were from Donegal, down 9. There were 25 families registered at the end of last month, with 56 child dependents, an increase of 2. Nationally, the number of people who are homeless has hit a new record high. 14,159 people were living in emergency accommodation in May, up 150 on the previous month. This figure includes 4,316 children. Executive Director of the Simon Communities of Ireland, Wayne Stanley, insists the problem can be addressed.
These facts and these figures shouldn't lead to a sense of fatalism. We have extraordinary levels of surpluses in our budgets. We're talking about 14,000 people, but that's 8,000 households. And that means that, you know, when you break that down over the country, I mean, it's an eminently fixable problem.
A Donegal deputy has called out the government on undelivered promises for carers in Ireland. Deputy Thomas Pringle says despite a commitment in 2020 for a statutory home care scheme, it's disappointing but not surprising that it hasn't been made a reality. In Donegal, 6% of the population are unpaid carers. Deputy Pringle says the majority of this unpaid work is falling on women.
As we know, the majority of care provided in the home is undertaken informally by family members and others. In Donegal alone, there are currently almost 10,700 unpaid carers, which is 6% of the county's population, compared to 5% in 2016. Similar to the rest of the country, females in the county are more likely to be carers than males, with 60% of all carers being female. As it currently stands, 8% of all females in Donegal are carers compared to 5% of all males. As well as this, there are 139 carers under 15 years of age providing regular unpaid care in Donegal. The period between 2016 and 2022 saw some notable increases in the hours of unpaid care provided. The number of carers in Donegal providing 43 or more hours of unpaid help each week almost doubled, from 1,688 in 2016 to 3,324 in 2022. This number has more than doubled nationally. Almost two-thirds of carers were aged between 40 and 64 years, and 15% were aged between 65 years or over. It is clear that there is a significant and persistent imbalance between the men and women when it comes to unpaid work and caring. Many are expected to do this without any outside support, and existing unmet demand for home support is at an all-time high. Last August, nearly 6,000 people were on HSE waiting list for new or additional home support, and this is anticipated to further increase due to Ireland's ageing population.
Some members of the community of Glasserhoo have been without water since yesterday morning. It's the second water outage problem this week, a symptom of a chronic issue. With a number of homes in the vicinity being used to lodge Gaeltacht students, concerns are high. Local woman Sheila spoke to Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show.
The water, my knowledge, has been off since yesterday morning. I got up to find a note from my husband, who was away to work before I got up, saying that the water was off, and it's still off. Now, we were told it was back yesterday evening. It never came back to us. According to Irish Water, the problem was fixed yesterday and that this is another problem today, but we never got the water back at any stage. This has been going on for the last at least 6 years since they upgraded the water treatment plant in Ardsbeg. There have been hundreds of days that we've been left without water. They've replaced some pipes in the Derry Corner area. They've replaced some pipes in the Hearnsport area. But Meinecladie and Glasserhoo are still getting a lot of bursts. Because we sit high in Glasserhoo, we tend to lose the water before other people. Now, yesterday evening, before people in Meinecladie started noticing that the water was gone. The problem with that is there's houses in Meinecladie that have Irish college students. So one house in particular has 14 kids staying in the house as well as their own family. And it's ridiculous that she was having to tell them last night, don't be washing by me, you can't have a shower, you can't do this and you can't do that. Another house in the water pressure has obviously dropped in Derry Corner and in Hearnsport today as well, because they're noticing low pressure. So I think our only saving grace is the rain yesterday kept the reservoir full.
A Donegal minister has called on fishers and seafood processors to engage with Bord Uisce Mhaire on exploring how they might utilise the four investment schemes that he opened on Tuesday. The inshore fisheries, V-notching, sustainable fisheries and seafood processing capital investment schemes were launched by the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConlogue, and aim to support the development of the sector. Minister McConlogue says he wants to see the industry grow following the hit it took as a result of Brexit.
So I've launched this week the MFAF, the European Maritime Fisheries Fund, for the fishing sector. And this basically is the same as the Common Agricultural Policy, but for fishermen. And it means now that over the next, between now and 2027, there will be €258 million invested in our fishing sector, supporting all levels within the supply chain and particularly supporting fishermen as well. And this week I launched four new schemes, the Inshore Fishery Scheme, as well as a V-notching scheme as well for sustainability for lobster fishing, and also a support scheme as well for onboard investment in vessels, and also a support scheme as well, a seafood processing capital investment scheme. There's grants available under these schemes now, if anything, from 50% up to 100%. So it's going to be a really, really significant investment for fishing right across Donegal. It'll be of really significant significance for fishermen in particular, but also for our processing sector. And as of now, these schemes are open for applications through Bord Uisce Mhaire, and I would encourage anyone involved now in the fishing industry throughout Donegal and indeed nationally to seek to and look to apply to these schemes for the support and the grant aid that's available. I think this will be a really significant benefit for the fishing industry, and it's a sector I want to see grow and develop. Obviously, it's been a difficult period coming out of the impact of Brexit, and I've been working to support it in every way possible. But this €258 million, which will now be spent over the next 4 years, will be of significant benefit.
There are fears that the music festival scene is slipping away as the Dáil heard that 9 festivals have been cancelled this year. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty, who is also a founder and chairperson of the Sult Music Festival in Gweedore, says with the likes of big ticket artists like Taylor Swift and Pink playing in Dublin, people may be under the illusion that the industry is thriving. He is calling for government support to be implemented.
As Ireland prepares for Swift Mania, with Swifties from all over the country descending on Dublin, you'd be forgiven to think that the music festival scene in Ireland is booming, but nothing could be further from the truth. And as a founder and a director and a chairperson of Sult Music Festival, a not-for-profit festival held in Gweedore and will be held again in a fortnight, I've seen it firsthand the importance of the music festival circuit to Irish acts, to the industry that surrounds it, where many of them only dream of opening for the likes of a Taylor Swift or Pink. It's not on their horizon. The music festival scene is their bread and butter. There's been 9 music festivals that have been either cancelled this year or not going ahead, from Indie Fest in your own county to Body and Soul, Well Roots, Forever Young, Far West, the Playing Fields Live Festival, Band Festival, Band and Music Festival again in Cork. And I predict that without intervention, there are more music festivals going to close down next year. We need intervention from government. It's not unique to Ireland, but there is a serious impact on music festivals following COVID. I'm asking that the Minister convenes a roundtable working group with an intervention and support for these festivals to continue.
Well, planning, care and caution are being urged by the Gardaí as Dublin City is set to be a hotspot this weekend. Not only is Taylor Swift kicking off the Dublin leg of her Eras Tour tonight, the annual Pride Festival and Parade takes place in the city tomorrow. There's also concerts taking place in Marley Park, Fairview Park and Trinity College, while the GAA quarterfinals are in Croke Park. The road network will be busier than usual as Gardaí remind motorists to slow down, stay safe and never drive under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Traffic management plans for some events will be published on the Garda website, garda.ie. The time is 12 minutes past 5. Mark Gallagher will join us with all the latest in sport after this short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the Donegal GAA Western Range at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:15. Mark Gallagher is here with all the sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We'll begin with soccer. And Finn Harps make the trip to Bishop's Court to face bottomside Longford Town in the SSE Airtricity League First Division tonight. Harps have beaten the Midlanders 3-2 in both of their previous games this season. And former Harps captain Declan Boyle says he expects the Balbuffet side to get the job done once again.
The performances have been up and down this season. I suppose they're playing Longford away and they've beaten Longford already twice this season. So, you know, Longford aren't going well, bottom of the table. You know, but they'll still be, you know, a proper good fight up in Longford, and it'll still be not an easy match. Perhaps should have enough to overcome them on the night.
We'll have live updates on Highland this evening from the 7:45 kickoff with Denise O'Flaherty. In other First Division games tonight, leaders Cork City are at home to third place Bray Wanderers. Second place UCD make the trip to Cove Ramblers. Athlone Town play Treaty United, and Wexford go to Kerry. In the Premier Division, second place Derry City start the night 2 points off Shelburne at the top as the Candy Stripes entertain bottom of the table Drogheda United. City manager Rory Higgins has called on the fans to get behind the team.
Over the last couple of years, I think we all know that they've caused us problems, and we need to prepare properly, come here with the right mentality, and hopefully our crowd get right behind us. We haven't had a Friday night game here in a while, and we won't have another Friday night game here for another while, so hopefully they can come and get right behind us, because our supporters are well educated enough in the sense that we know that Drogheda's never ever straightforward, and we'll need everybody that comes to the ground on Friday to try and get us over the line.
Elsewhere, Premier Division leaders Shelburne welcome Galway United to Tolka Park, Waterford go to Dundalk, and there's a Dublin derby at Richmond Park where St Pat's face Bohemians. All games in both divisions kick off at 7:45. Turning our attention to Gaelic games, Dara O'Boyle returns to the starting 15 for Donegal's All-Ireland Senior Football quarter-final clash with Louth in Croke Park on Sunday. Oran Doherty, who replaced O'Boyle before throw-in against Clare, has been named among the substitutes. The other big question regarding the team selection was around Jason McGee. He has been named on the bench. Looking ahead to Sunday's game, former Donegal player John Gilday says the favourites tag adds a bit of pressure.
If everybody was being honest when you looked at the potential quarterfinal opposition, if you had asked for a quarterfinal, that's a quarterfinal you would ask for. And I suppose that therein lies the dangers. I was on the Brendan Devaney show, and I was last week before the draw, and I was saying it'd be great to get Louth. And we got what I wish for. But obviously with that comes all the pressures of being raging hot favourites and et cetera, et cetera. And that, as we've seen from the Cork game specifically, there's huge dangers around that, and it has to be managed correctly. But, you know, and that's no disrespect to Louth. They ran Dublin very close. They beat Cork, who beat us a couple of weeks ago. So they shouldn't be taken lightly. But from a purely selfish perspective, that's a draw you would have wanted.
Throw-in on Sunday is at 1:15, and we'll have live match coverage with Oisin Kelly, Brendan Devaney and Martin McHugh. The other last eight tie on Sunday will see the meeting of Kerry and Derry in the other half of the double header. That one throws in at 3:15. The quarter-final action gets underway on Saturday, however, as Armagh meet Roscommon at 4, and afterwards Galway enter the Lions' Den to face All-Ireland champions Dublin. All four quarter-finals over the weekend will be in Croke Park. There's action tonight in the Donegal All-County Leagues as the Senior Hurling Championship continues. In Group A, Sean McCools welcome Buncrana to Ballybofey, while Setanta travel to Iruha Ballyshannon. In Group B, Karen Donagh host St Dunans and Burt go to Dunlow. All those games are at 8 tonight, while in the football, there's one game in Division 2 this evening. Red Hughes will look to kickstart their season at home to St Nolls. On to golf, Tom McKibben is one under par with two holes of his second round to play at the Italian Open. He's just one shot inside the projected cut mark. Gunnar Wiebe is the leader there on 9 under par. At the US Seniors Open in Rhode Island, Padraig Harrington will resume from 4 under par at 6:45 Irish time. In motorsport, Rally Poland is underway at the World Rally Championship. Norwegian Andreas Mikkelsen is the early leader there after 6 stages, while Derry driver Joshua McAleen is going well in Mikko Wai. He's sitting in third spot in the WRC2 category and 11th overall. In darts, after last night's win over Lithuania, Republic of Ireland pair Willie O'Connor and Keane Barry return to action at the World Cup tonight. They play Chinese Taipei in Frankfurt. In tennis, depending on fitness, Andy Murray has been drawn to play Thomas Makach in the Wimbledon first round. The three-time Grand Slam winner had a back operation at the weekend and will leave it until the last minute to decide if he can compete. Defending men's champion Carlos Alcaraz takes on Estonia's Mark Lyle in the opening round, while top women Sieg Iga Swiatek kicks off her campaign against former world number 4 Sofia Kenin. Wimbledon starts on Monday. In athletics, this weekend sees the National Senior Track and Field Championships taking place at Morton Stadium in Santry. A number of competitors, either from Donegal or with Donegal clubs, will be seeking medals, including Mark English, Kelly McGrory, Roisin and Eilish Flanagan, James Kelly, Fintan Dewhurst and Summer Leckie. Patsy McGonigal will be providing us with updates from that event over the weekend. That's all your sports news for today, but don't forget, we'll have live match updates from Finn Harps trip to Longford from 7:45. Back to you, Kitty.
Thanks, Mark, August, Anish, and Nuacht, like Colm Ferriter.
Jimmer Atashev, Colm Ferriter, and Sean in the Prieves Guilty. Tunnel Hirsch, Seminyar, Conor Nagiliga, Ekolischa, and Fiercy, Ross Muck, Conde Nagaliva, Anokt, Egahokta, Clug, Say Tema, and Cheminyar, Na, Tihyokt, Sigiltokt, Kruhas, La Rechach, Chichi, and Cheminyar, Major, the Keshna, Tihyokta, Sigiltokt, the Mahmer, Huds, the Tunnel, Giltokt, Conor Nagiliga, Avesic Shul, Eganjeru Shakt, and Yashaw. Renew Lershu ik chat lion and vishoy heart er an hour kerna la hagriakti a geltukta a genev onadiokta on a con a vi hastukt a leru major legantana stolkon kin fibina tihiokta geltukta a rechuk. Tim wenu do kuj lavilun euro in amukt kuig bliana fogarha the skim ur a current service she kumsi hit takiokta don nianri la tiva muiden geltukt er foil. Be and skim ur arachtal egan agriacht geelegehus. Hanek chitchimer lean the nainri tivum weedan geltag le blianta anuus. In anion go well elev achina onto. August tashimar aim egan skim ur aya horch an aib shaw. Tog tar karu don fobal turumi a leru eliai tro stratishe forest negelige don kuig blianta ata roin. Is Fager Survey Garage a co-leanu con ash olish generalta a horch fwyn schem. Agus mór cosbori strata si eigsula a tig buantlish. Cyrra bliana han dal si forest negeliga a caed strata si glactar le turami an phobl Frigian Survey a ta falsiha ar an sif forest negeliga bonkai I. agus tascaim uair fógartha ag glór na ngéal le codú a thuairt de thuismitheoirí atá ag tógáil clainne le géalaige. Tugann an scéim deis tuismitheoirí teart le chéile chun straitisí practicúla a runt. Agus tá crannachar mór fógartha mar fairt don scéim réaltaí saoirí do chuid lórlainne chunda chun an nál, bei dúisianna agus brontanais a tóra a maith don foiistí a tá claraithe le linn tauri agus a thórann sa lá lórthaí go réalta frídean scéim a maitha sa lórlan. Gá ólas ag do lórlan poblí. Sin mo chuid se i go léir slán agus bannacht.
Significant progress has been made on a €31 million project to upgrade the wastewater infrastructure in Buncrana, Ballybuffet and Stranorlar. The scheme hopes to improve water quality in Lough Swilly and the River Finn. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The upgraded sewerage schemes aim to eliminate stormwater overflows, safeguard the environment and support social and economic development. The project is now reaching the midway point with considerable progress being made, including 7.5 kilometres of pipeline already constructed across key locations in Buncrana. Due to challenging ground conditions along Cock Hill Road in Buncrana, open trench pipelaying techniques are being used and two crews have been deployed to ensure the works are completed as quickly and as safely as possible. To date, over 2 kilometres of pipeline have been upgraded across the town and works are set to commence this summer to upgrade both St Joseph's and Glenfinn's pumping stations. Colm Claffey, programme manager with Ishka Éireann, acknowledged the disruptions to the local community and thanked them for their patience. For more information on this project, please go to our website highlandradio.com.
Enoch Burke has been released from prison despite his refusal to give a promise to stay away from his former school. A High Court judge ordered his immediate release to coincide with the summer holidays. Court's correspondent Frank Graney reports.
In 2022, Enoch Burke spent 108 days behind bars for refusing to obey a court order refraining him from attending at Wilson's Hospital School. He was released just before Christmas of that year. The following month, he was dismissed from his teaching role at the school after a finding of gross misconduct was made against him. His continued defiance of court orders led to him being taken back to prison last September, and today, 294 days later, he has once again been released. Just like his first release, today's order was made without him having purged his contempt, having regard for the fact the school is now on its summer holidays. The school's Board of Management has been given permission to return to court if Mr. Burke shows up again when the new school term begins. Frank Graney at the High Court.
The deposit return scheme is facing criticism for not being accessible to people with disabilities. Return is setting up an advisory group to reassess the accessibility of return machines and says it's reached out to advocacy groups. But the Voice for Visual Impairment Group says it has not been contacted. Its spokesperson, Dr. Robert Sinnott, says they have important input to share.
There needs to be touchscreen accessible with audio, etc. It needs to be included in people getting home deliveries. They need to be able to give their bottles back. But there's a lot of things involved. We were looking at best practice in Europe, for instance, and we've done the research, you know.
And now for weather, sunny spells and well scattered showers today, the showers dying out as the day goes on. High temperatures of 14 to 17 degrees with moderate to fresh west to southwest winds easing this evening. To conclude this evening's news, a man in his 30s died in a Donegal Garda station yesterday evening. Donegal County Council now has appointed 3 new MD Cahirley and Lass Cahirley. Police are growing increasingly concerned about the welfare of 25-year-old Ethan Dixon, and a Donegal deputy has called out the government on undelivered promises for carers in Ireland. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with more at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, June 28th. The death has taken place of Florence Florrie Stewart, Finn Drum, Convoy. Her remains will repose at her home today. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. for 2 p.m. funeral service in Convoy Reformed Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Convoy Reformed Presbyterian Church and the Donegal Hospice. care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Sir Alan Darcy Stewart, 1 Acre Church Street, Remelton. A private cremation has taken place at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Colleen McFadden, Ní Munnally, 44 Charles Road, Brierley Hill, Birmingham, and Ballina, St. Cross Molina, Falcarra, and Wizard and Glass, Cradley Health, Birmingham, reposing at her home, 44 Charles Road, on Sunday from 1:30 p.m. Removal at 3 p.m. on Monday to Stourbridge Crematorium for service at 3:30 p.m, which can be viewed live with details on our website. Refreshments will be held at Liberal Club, 153 High Street, Quarry Bank, Brierley Hill. The death has occurred of Willie Ward, Teeve Devon, Clohan. Remains reposing at his home. Requiem Mass at 10 a.m. tomorrow in St. Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Rosary at 9 p.m. with family time from after the rosary. The funeral mass can be viewed on Chat Pubble Columbkill NIFA Facebook page. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.